The Great Rabbit Rescue by Katie Davies.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For Sam. Thanks to my mum and dad and to my husband Alan for reading and reading it. And thanks also to my agent Claire Conville and to Venetia Gosling and everyone at Simon & Schuster. Chapter 1. A Real Rescue. This is a story about Joe down the road and why he went away and how he got rescued. Most stories I've read about people getting rescued aren't real-life stories. They're fairy stories about Sleeping Beauty and Rapunzel and people like that. And they probably aren't true because, in real life, people don't prick their fingers on spindles very much and fall asleep for 100 years. And if they did, they probably wouldn't wake up just because someone gave them a kiss on the cheek like Sleeping Beauty did, even if the person who kissed them was a prince. Because in real life, when people are really deep asleep, you have to shake them and shout, "Wake up!" in their ear and hit them on the head with xylophone sticks. Otherwise, they don't wake up at all. My dad doesn't anyway, and nor does my little brother Tom. He falls asleep on the floor, and he doesn't wake up when Mum carries him upstairs and puts him in his pyjamas and stands him at the toilet. Not even once when he weed on his feet. Tom is 5. He's 4 years younger than me. I'm 9, and my name is Anna. Also, in real life, people don't let down their hair from towers for other people to climb up and rescue them and things like...